This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Joining me on the telephone this morning is Karen Gregory. She is with the Livingston County Humane Society. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Well, how are the animals acclimating to this warm weather? Now we've shot up into the mid to upper 80s, and are they adjusting?
Oh, they're doing just fine. All 7 air conditioners were on. The board of directors is not doing so well because we know what's ahead of us, but they're doing just fine.
I was just going to say, it's the bank book that suffers in the warm weather, not the animals.
Yeah, but in return, you know, we really justify that because we have found out through experience, the animals, the less stress, the healthier they are, and they do enjoy going outside for that breath of fresh air, but when it hits the 90s, they're also happy to come back in.
Well, odds are they're probably going to go to a home that has air conditioning. Most homes do now, so it's good to get them acclimated.
Right.
Well, speaking of acclimated, there is a resident of the shelter right now that would like to get acclimated, and that is Tuck.
Yes, he definitely would like to find his forever home. He's all gray. He's a 2-year-old domestic short hair cat. He reminds me very much of the Abyssinian cats. He has that triangular Egyptian-looking face. Really a very, very sweet cat. More of a cuddle cat than anything. And that's kind of unusual when they're 2 years old. But he definitely likes to be around people. You know, if a fly gets in the room, he's going to be the one to catch it. But if he sees a person come into the room, he'll leave the fly alone and come over and sit with you. So that kind of gives you an idea. He's got his priorities in the right order. He's been there for a while now. So we would really like to see him be able to go home pretty soon, because we're getting very, very close, Todd, to releasing the kittens in the silly kitten room. And when that happens, my adult cats sit until most of them are gone, which is very sad, but it's just a fact of Mother Nature. So anybody out there looking for a wonderful pet at the low cost of $50, completely, completely vetted, with no extra baggage but a lot of love to give, please come out and give this little guy a chance.
Now, would Tuck be good at home with children? Is he good? Is he playful with children?
Yes, he really, really is. He's definitely playful, but not hyper. Usually, if some of your younger cats can really be busy. I've got my 9-year-old sitting here in front of me, reminding me that a 9-year-old cat can be hyper. He's tearing his bed apart.
Oh, no. Well, as always, we will think the good thoughts for Tuck, and we hope that folks come out and make his acquaintance and give him that forever home, as you say, that all the animals want so much. Well, it's summertime coming, Karen. I'm guessing there's a lot of stuff on the calendar.
Yes, there is. We're starting to line up birthday parties. We have kept the month of May as open as we can because that's our maintenance month of getting the plywood down, the air conditioners, you know, all the outside stuff, just like somebody has at home, everything ready to go. And something, of course, always new pops up. And then, you know, there you are. So the month of May is generally maintenance and lots of puppies and kittens for us, which keeps us very busy. We do have our lineup of activities already starting for June. On the 10th is going to be the annual dog walk. This is really going to be neat this year because people who have been our faithful pledgers, they get a pledge sheet in the mail. Anyone who would like to go out and help raise a little money, the money for this is going to be dedicated for medicines at the shelter and air conditioning for the summer. Several of our fundraisers, Todd, will have to be used for those two purposes. The pledge sheets are at the shelter. If you would be new to this, you do not have to walk. We actually have a 4-H group coming out. They're going to do all the walking. And it's just like your bowl-a-thons or all the different things that the kids do. You either pledge $1 or, you know, just a set amount.
Mm.
Like I said, it's going to be on June the 10th. It'll be from 11 to 1. The swimming pools will come out. We'll have water and refreshments for anybody that's out there walking. And it will be a lot of fun, and our dogs really, really sincerely do enjoy it. And then on June the 15th, we'll be out at the 4-H Park with Jody Hughes of the Farm Bureau. She's having a summer camp for kids. And we will be out there with some of our dogs around noon, and we will be talking about dog safety. and helping pass tips along for the summer for the kids, because everybody's outside and we want them to know the proper etiquette of dogs and cats as far as that goes. So we hope we have a great attendance coming out there. And then right on into June the 24th, Mopar. I think we've got three sponsors helping us. Gray's Garage, Pontiac Recyclers, and LeFevre have already pledged money to help put on the third annual Mopar event from 10 to 4 at Heller's Garage. And all of the proceeds, not a part, but all of the proceeds go to Livingston County Humane Society. And this is really a big, big, generous fundraiser for us, Todd, because it really helps us with our utilities out there. And as everyone knows, we never get to have utilities go down with them. And they're even talking, I guess, increases. But anyway, this will definitely be a big help for us this summer.
Well, it sounds like it's busy already. Is there more?
Not really too much more, other than we want to let people know that if you're looking for something to do, we have some cats out there that would love to be brushed. They're doing a lot of shedding. We have still not had any volunteers step up for the nursing home. We have our volunteer that has been heading that for several years is not going to be able to do it this year. He is sick. And we would love to continue to do it, but right now with the momentum at the shelter, we actually ourselves, Todd, can't get out and do it, so we do have a need for that. We do want to let people know that the baby kittens in a couple of weeks are going to get released into the silly kitten room. Everybody that's out there will notice that is being put together. And I wanted to give a heads up to people if they come out. They always love to play with the puppies. Mm-hmm. We still have some puppies out there. But our little Mountain Cur puppies got their baby shots on Monday, and they don't feel real good. And occasionally this happens where we'll have reactions to shots. So if you come out and the sign is up, please do not handle me, I don't feel well, they are taking a reaction to one of the shots that they got, and we feel bad for them, they feel bad, and we feel bad for the general public. But in their best interest, we just want to give a heads up that they might not be able to be handled over the weekend. And we just wanted to let people know as well, we brought in some more dogs. We're looking for some soft treats, the canine curly treats or pepperonis, because many of our puppies are trying to cut teeth. The soft treats are really good for them, and we did bring in some poodles, shih tzus, and Malteses. And doggone if they didn't have to have dentals. So now they got sore mouths, too.
Okay.
So soft treats for all the babies.
Okay. Well, we hope people come through as they always do, and we hope a lot of people come through, as you say, to see some of these youngsters and to see Tuck, who's our pet of the week.
Thank you.
Karen Gregory is with the Livingston County Humane Society. There's always plenty to talk about, and we talk with her every couple of weeks right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.